Welcome to a Sunny Side Up Life podcast, a show for the woman who is ready to live an abundant life full of freedom and positivity. I'm Sammy Womack, and I'm on a mission to help you break free from survival mode, gain financial freedom, stay motivated, and focus on what matters most. Join the movement and let's start living on the brighter side of life together. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode. Thank you guys so much for joining me and for taking some time out of your day to hang out with me. I just want to thank all of you who have been supporting the podcast as it's been growing. I am absolutely blown away by all of the feedback that I have been getting, all of the reviews, all of the shares, all the shout outs on social media, all of the subscribers and the downloads. You guys are so amazing. I'm so grateful for all of your support and all of your love. And the numbers are blowing me away already on the downloads, way higher than I really anticipated them to be. So you guys, I'm so grateful to you for all of you who have been sharing and just showing me some love. And you guys keep sharing. I appreciate it so much, and it is really helping this podcast just really take off with some amazing speed. So thank you so much, first of all, for all of you who have been doing that and continuing to do that. And if you haven't left me a review, you guys, please leave me a review. It is really what is going to help this podcast grow and help other people who need to hear this message find me. So important. You guys, so I want to jump on here and just record this episode because this is really on my heart right now. An issue that I talk about a lot. I've talked about this in a lot of different settings, blogs and different videos, and I mention it so often because I think it is a message that can never be shared too many times. It is the quote, "You can't stop time." So if you've been around and been in my audience for more than a couple of months, you've probably heard me say this before because it's something that I say all the time, you guys. And I really want this message to just soak in because it is so, so valuable. And especially for me, the month of August is always a very reflective time for me because it's my birthday month. For those of you who celebrate birthday months the way I do, it is just such a reflective time for me. And I have just, you know, I'm always very sentimental around this time. I'm always very just reflective and all of that. And so I like to kind of just bottle up all of my life lessons in the month of August. So you can't stop time. Just let that soak in for a minute. You can't stop time. It is such a simple and short sentence, but insanely powerful. Basically, what this means to me is just the realization that time is going to pass one way or the other, right? Time keeps ticking on one way or the other. And, you know, kind of in my traditional Sammy positive flip everything into a positive light kind of theme, I see this positively. And I know that it could very easily be interpreted kind of in a really bleak, like depressing kind of way of like, you know, time doesn't care about me. We're all going to die at some point, you know, and you could really, really flip that into something kind of sad. But of course, I am choosing to see the bright side of this and see the message in it and learn the lesson from it. And just a realization that time will pass one way or the other. So how can we use this in a productive and positive way? And I really think, like I always say, that this whole intentional living journey is really rooted in your mindset. And it's really about changing your mindset. And when you change your mindset and you realize that you can't stop time, everything is going to change for you. Everything is going to change for you. This is a huge mindset shift. And I actually mentioned this in my by far most popular blog, How to Stay Motivated While Paying Off Debt. You might have read it. I'm going to link to it in the show notes if you haven't read it. It is probably 5 times more popular than my second place blog. It is insanely popular. And I think it's 8 or 9 tips or so of ways to stay motivated while you pay off your debt or while you're on this journey at all, you know, and just stay motivated. And one of my tips is to realize that time will pass one way or the other. And it is so crucial for staying motivated on this journey. So even if you're not on a debt-free journey, whatever kind of intentional living journey you're on, right? You can really flip it and interpret it for any of those journeys. So basically just realizing that time doesn't care what you do. It's going to pass one way or the other. So you might as well do something productive with the time that you have. You might as well do something productive with the time that you have, because time is going to keep ticking on regardless of what you do, right? You can sleep, you can work, you can scroll through Instagram, you can exercise, you can spend time with your family. There's still only 24 hours in a day. There's still only so many years in your life. Time doesn't care what you do. It keeps ticking on one way or the other. So let's do something productive with the time that we have, right? So to me, I think back to my own journey, and I am just so thankful that we started when we did, because we had basically, financially speaking, of course, wasted the first 6 years of our married life. And obviously, I don't think that we wasted the first 6 years of our married life, but financially speaking, we did. We more than wasted it because we got ourselves into debt. Not only did we spend all of our money, we spent money that we didn't even have. And those were years that we could have been saving. We could have been growing our wealth. We had 2 years of married life with no kids, where it was just the two of us. And we could have been stashing away so much money. And I feel like we financially wasted so many years. And and then even dragging our feet for the first year, I talk a lot about our rock bottom moment was right before I had Isabel. And then we basically drug our feet for 10 months before we even set up a budget, another 3 months before we even added up our debt, virtually a year from the time we hit like what I consider our rock bottom to when I actually got brave enough to add up our debt. We drug our feet for a year. And you know what? Isabel was a year old. She was going to turn a year old one way or the other. And we wasted that time procrastinating because we were scared of the unknown. We were scared of how much debt we were in. We were scared of changing our lifestyle. We were scared. So we procrastinated and we drug our feet and we wasted a year that we can never get back. We can never take that year back. The first year of her life, of us in this rock bottom survival mode, very dark times, probably the hardest year of our entire marriage, all because we were just scared of the unknown and we were procrastinating. And we can never get that time back because we can't stop time. And that it's hard to realize. And now we get to this point where we are now, and we're debt free, and we've been debt free for several months now. And of course, we have awesome plans for our future. And I know that we have accomplished so much in so little time, and we got ourselves debt free by hustling and selling things and, you know, cutting back and selling all of our real estate, moving into a tiny two bedroom house, living very well below our means. And I know that we have accomplished so much in so little time, and I'm so grateful for that. And I have immense gratitude for the lessons that we have learned, but it still kind of hurts, you know, that we could have done better and that we could have not wasted so much time, and that we can never take that back. So I think the lesson in all of this is that it is completely up to you what you do with the time that you have. We all have this precious life that we were given, and we all have only so many years with our children. We only have a number of years to do all of these things. And the fact of the matter is, especially if you're a parent, you know this lesson. You know that your kids are going to get older one way or the other, right? And what are you going to do with those years? Are you going to keep spending them in survival mode, scraping by, telling your kids, I'm sorry, we can't do that, we can't afford to? Or having that gut-wrenching feeling when you open the mail because you're not really sure how you're going to pay it, and you just open the electric bill praying that it's not $20 higher than it was last month because you're not prepared for that? Or, you know, hoping that an emergency doesn't happen because, God forbid, when you don't have a savings account, an emergency happens? Are you going to keep doing that with this precious time that you have? You can't stop time. We're all getting older. And I'm especially reflective of that this month as I turn 30. What could I have done with these years? How could I have used them better? What lessons can I learn from that to move forward? So really, the choice is up to you. And 3 years, for example, you're going to be 3 years older. Your kids are going to be 3 years older. Your spouse is going to be 3 years older. You could be 3 years closer to your goal. You could possibly even be debt free. You could have that thing that you want, that vehicle in cash. You could have gotten yourself to a financial situation where you could move into a job that you love, that's more of a passion for you than the one you're currently in. Or you could start that business you've wanted to start. Or you could travel to that place that's on your bucket list. You could do that in the next 3 years or 1 year or 5 years or whatever that timeline looks like for you. You could do that if you choose to get intentional with the time that you are given. Or you could procrastinate. You could drag your feet. You could be scared of the unknown. And you could do nothing. And in 3 years or 1 year or 5 years, 20 years, you could still be right where you are right now. The truth is that time is going to keep going. So it's up to you. It's totally up to you what you do with your time. I feel like we were fortunate enough to have been given this life that we live. I feel pretty grateful to be alive, to have a beautiful family to spend my life with, to have this calling in my heart for my family and everything that I do, my purpose in life. I feel pretty blessed. And I just can't think of using this precious time that I was given on this earth unintentionally. But it's up to you how you use your time, because you can't stop it. So you have to choose. In 3 years, do you want to be living that dream? Do you want to be checking off those goals? Or do you want to be right where you are right now? Or worse? I don't think so. I think in 3 years, you want to be living that dream, right? It's totally up to you. So I hope that that speaks to whoever needed to hear that today. And I hope that that touches your heart in the way that it has touched mine. And I just hope that, yeah, I hope that that helps. So you guys, thanks for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me for these few minutes. And I appreciate all of your love and support. Remember to continue to share the podcast. You guys are helping me grow so much, and I so appreciate all of your love and support. Don't forget to subscribe. Leave me a review if you haven't already. Thank you to everyone who has left a review. You guys are amazing. And that's it for me today, and I will talk to you guys next week. Bye, guys.